videos embedded into the story really can enrich it.
Yeah, we do a lot of, when we work with sort of mixed media, thinking about let's record a video, let's add a video in there, let's work with audio, does sound make sense for this? You know, instead of doing things just because we can, thinking just really intentionally about why we're doing what we're doing and how do we incorporate those different tools. Most frequently we see it sort of with student-driven images, and we talk about one of the reasons like, hey, this is different from a print book. What are some of the things that are really neat and that'll enhance what we're talking about that we can do in this sort of media? Also saying links, video, audio, movement, animation. And it was really cool. I actually led a class to use Keynote to make sort of simple animation.
Yeah.
And then sort of took that and moved that inside of there. There was also some work with sort of stop motion that we're doing and incorporating that into our book and like telling the story of our science experiment. So it's a lot of possibilities.
Students will come up with possibilities. I had a question throughout the conference, which is how do we move interesting maker activities and student producing kind of activities, how do we bring that into the school day instead of having it reside in the after school club? And that just has to be done. It has to be a leap of faith that you you must spread the word that subject barriers need to be broken down for the sake of countering academic passivity.
Yeah, like, and that's the biggest thing. Like, this shouldn't be something that's reserved for technology class or computer class. Like, this is, these, all of these activities are stuff that's done throughout the day in the classroom, across subject areas. And that's really where we see the most value, instead of it being siphoned off into this separate, sort of weird, not weird, but separate class that students see only.